What's up, Mixed Crew? I welcome you guys to the latest episode of In the Mix with Leah B, where I provide a history lesson on all things related to Black culture, Black music, Black everything. So I hope you guys are having an awesome Saturday. I know, well, it hasn't been a while. I was gonna say it's been a while since I dropped an episode, but I just dropped Tevin Campbell last week. So if you haven't heard it, go ahead and listen to it. It's a great episode. Well, I thought so. But anyway, so I figured I will drop the last two episodes for this month, which ends on Monday. So this episode, this particular episode will be dropping today, and the last episode of the month will be dropping either tomorrow or Monday. And that episode is on Uncle Sam. But let's get into this episode. This episode, it is on this group called 7 Mile. You may not heard of them. They were pretty much a one-hit wonder group. But they're from Detroit. It consisted of four guys. Guys named Squeaky, Little G, Taz, and D. And how they got their name 7 Mile was because they were from 7 Mile. They grew up on 7 Mile Road. In case people who aren't from Detroit, mostly our streets are named by mile roads. So you have 7 Mile, 8 Mile, 9 Mile, 10 Mile, 11 Mile, 15 Mile, 14 Mile, 13 Mile, all those miles. So it was like pretty much, you know how most cities have like 34th Street and places like that, like New York and Chicago, and I think LA might have the same thing, but I think we're pretty much the only city that runs through a mile system, I think. But yeah, so that's how they got their name. They were discovered around this time, so it was like 97. Around this time, they were discovered. She had a record label by Mariah Carey. During that time, she was going through her transitional phase from Tommy Mottola. When she was married, I think she was getting divorced from him by 97, and that's when Butterfly was popular and coming out, and she was just going through her transitional phase from being free from his control. So, and she said, I think around this time I was when it first broke, that this was years ago, but I remember she had was trying to create a record label herself. And the record label that she created was called Crave Records. And the people that were on that record label, it was distributed through Sony Music. And so the first acts that were on the record label was Allure. If you want to listen to them, I got an episode on them too. And this group, 7 Mile. So they were discovered by Mariah. Their album was called 7 Mile, And they had a few hits on there. And it was called, the first song was called Just a Memory, which peaked at 106 on the, like, the Billboard Bubbling 100 Singles chart. And that stayed pretty much up on the charts for a little bit. Then they released Do Your Thing. That did pretty good. That peaked at like number 50 on the Billboard charts. And that's when they dropped their first album and only album, 7 Mile, in 98. And that stayed on the Billboard charts for like 20 weeks. But they were a pretty okay group. I think they were trying to be like the next, I guess, Boyz II Men at that time. Because Boyz II Men was going through it with the dude from the Mike from Boyz II Men. But I think they were trying to, Mariah was trying to get them to be like the next Boyz II Men. I actually liked them. I remember somebody that I knew one of the guys in that group. She's from here, and knew him and stuff like that. I liked them. They were pretty good, but unfortunately, that was their only album to date. Cause by that time, Crave Records was dismantled. I guess Tommy Mottola had something against Mariah due to her leaving him and whatnot, so he was like, "Nah, son, we are not about to have you have your own record label and whatnot." So he basically tried to sabotage her. So a lot of acts kind of just disappeared after that. After that, they kind of just faded in obscurity, pretty much, and As the 90s, you know, went away, the early 2000s came, and one of the guys, named Little G, he had a record company at the time and he had released some songs in Japan, and he was a record label boss for this record company called JP Entertainment and Nitrum Records in Japan. He was like the CEO and the head artist development. The other guy's named Santez Robinson. He still lives in Detroit. And the guy Dion Lucas and Luther, I guess still pursuing music careers and whatnot. But the guy Little G, he had released some songs the last few years. I think in like 2012, in the last 10 years. But unfortunately, he actually passed away. I think in 2018, he had passed away. He had like he passed away from pneumonia, and he had cancer as well. So, but his records are still being played, because I listened to some of them streamed on Spotify, and he had some good like songs that were out. So. But I kind of hated that they didn't really go far, because they were really a talented group. Really, really talented group. Pretty much everybody on Mariah's label were pretty talented. Them, Allure, and it was just another rap group called Negro or something like that. I don't know what happened to them. But yeah, I hate that the Crave Records was dismantled, because Mariah had, I mean, due to her, I mean, I'm not saying this because I'm a super fan or whatever, I'm a lamb or whatever, but she actually had an eye for talent, which was pretty impressive for someone who's a singer and a songwriter. But she had an eye for talent and knew about talent, so that's pretty impressive. So yeah, this episode is kind of short and sweet, but I appreciate you guys listening to my podcast and keeping up with my podcast, and I'm glad you enjoy what I put out. So if you guys want to support me, I'm on all social medias. The podcast is on all social medias. In the Mix with Leah B on Facebook, In the Mix with Leah B on Instagram, In the Mix with Leah B on Twitter, and on the and also have a website, In the Mix with Leah B.com. So you guys keep up. I'll be posting, mostly I post my stuff on like Instagram, so post the updated, you know, episodes and whatnot. So if you want to keep up with that, go ahead and follow. And also, if y'all really enjoy what I put out, please, if you have Apple, if any of y'all have like iPhones and whatnot, please write a review on my podcast. That would be greatly appreciated. But anyway, I thank you guys for listening. All right, y'all. Peace and love.